22.
Request of Evelyn Bross to address council regarding dangerous traffic conditions at the post office at Airport Way.
Ms. Bross, are you here? Come on up, please.
Did you get him out? Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Mayor. Morning, City Council members. And good morning to the crew back there. My name is Evelyn Bross, and I'm here to talk to you about the United States Post Office at the airport. I don't know if you knew they're open 7 days a week. They're open till 9 o'clock at night on the weekends. They're open till 10 o'clock at night during the week. The problem is, if you look in the back of this paper here, right where the picture is, how you get to the post office is you have to go enter into the airport. We drop off people to go to the airport, and you have to go through the airport and come back out, leaving the airport, and stay to your right where you see that road. You stay to your right, and you follow that road, and then there's a little, like, it used to be like a farm road, a house road, and there's like a train track there. And it's just enough for one car, and it's not much, and it goes over that track. And then you go into the post office, but you can't leave that way. You have to leave a different way. You end up on 82nd Avenue. Post office people told me that people are parking on the freeway, crossing over the freeway to get to the post office because they can't find the place or can't get, don't know how to get there. Then they have people at the airport calling, saying, "You're at the airport, we can't find you, where are you?" The post office says the airport won't allow them to have a new address. They says the airport owns the property, so your address has to be on Airport Way. But there is no way you can enter on Airport Way without endangering people's lives going to the airport. So it's out of the post office hands of changing the address because the airport owns the property. And they're demanding that they stay at that address. And the holidays, it is really busy there. It is really busy because they're open until really late at night. You stand in line for 2-3 hours in line waiting to get to the counter. So, I mean, that is busy traffic, and it's a dangerous situation, and it's sad that you have to enter to the airport to exit the airport, then take a small right and cross over the railroad tracks with no railroad track signs and no signals. And how can you, that's another danger right there. So you're endangering people's lives at the airport, you're endangering that track might be coming, there's no signals, nothing, and it's only for one way, and that's if you're leaving the airport to enter. Now, I did not know if you knew this.
Appreciate you bringing this to our attention. That's great.
But this is pretty sad because holidays are coming up, and this is going to be really bad.
Well, thanks very much for letting us know about it. I didn't know about this problem.
Have you talked to the port about this?
I don't know how to get hold of who or what, so I thought I'd come to you guys.
I think we can help there, yeah. So thank you.
I think you've raised a very interesting issue, and it is difficult to make that loop, and it also adds to congestion. And until you testified, I was unaware that people had to go through the airport to get to the post office. So.
Yeah. And the only way you leave the post office, you end up on 82nd Avenue. You can't exit that way. So I was wondering if you could have traffic signals, make them take that divider out and get traffic signals there and have those train signals, red lights, if there's train coming, so they can't take a left to go to the post office. But their airport owns the property. Why aren't they care about the citizens?
Well, you know, we appreciate you letting us know about it. We work with the port all the time, obviously, and Commissioner Novick in particular, because it's a transportation issue. We have transportation planners who work with the airport, so thank you for raising the issue, and we can certainly look into it. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Actually, if you could drop by my office and talk to my staff and leave them your contact information, and we can talk to the port and get back to you.
Sure. Because when the post office people told me they're crossing the freeway because they have no idea how to get to the post office.
That's not good. Thank you.
Maybe we can convince them to move to the IKEA spot, too, so that you have light rail and an easier access. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, City Council members.
Yeah, I see.